This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, December 19th. God's word to you today is purposeful. Our scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy 7 verse 6, and it says, "For you are a holy people who belong to the Lord your God. Of all the people on earth, the Lord your God has chosen you to be his own special treasure." You would hardly hear Christians refer to themselves as holy. I have never heard it, and I have been saved for more than 20 years. The word holy intimidates us. Meanwhile, it is God's big picture for us. Holy just means set apart. God wants to move us from where we are currently to where he wants us to be. It is a spiritual relocation. In fact, God has an intentional desire to make us holy. God has an intentional desire to make your life holy. He is not guessing. God is committed to your holiness and to my holiness. He is committed to it. What this simply means is, God will make it happen, even if it means by force. If God wants to make you holy, and there is an aspect that you just refuse to align with God, he will still make you holy. He will just need to increase the temperature of the fire, and you will see how all things will still work together for your good. But because God is committed to you, you will be holy. Say amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, "What this means is that those who become Christians become new persons. They are not the same anymore, for the old life is gone. A new life has begun." The new life has begun. We are new. But the challenge is, we will play the what-if game, and it is evident that we really do not know who we are. What if I'm as beautiful as she is? What if my spouse will come with me to church? What if I had a wife beside me in church, just like him? What if I had a brand new car, like his own? What if? Playing the what-if game blinds us to who God has made us to be, and that is usually what makes it painful, unbearable. I have thought of what-ifs before, and I had to pull myself out of it. One of my strongest what-ifs is, what if I'm richer than Bill Gates? I think about that a lot. Is that not carnal? Does the Bible not say money is the root of all evil? No. How can you want to be richer than Bill Gates? Don't you know money cannot buy happiness? Give me the money first, and let me test if it can or cannot buy happiness. I'm not arguing, I just want to test it for myself. The point is, we all have these struggles. However, these things are myths about money, and I debunk these myths in one of my books on wealth. The saying that money cannot buy you happiness is a big fat lie. Money can buy you happiness, say amen. But money cannot buy you joy. Joy is deeper than happiness. Do not be deceived. Money can buy happiness, but money cannot sustain happiness. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
Refine as fire, my heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.